Your doctor probably has a good idea of your medical history, but how well do they know you as a person? One physician in Westmoreland County has found a creative way to explore the doctor-patient relationship beyond symptoms and conditions. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story for our Bridges to Health initiative.
As a mailman, I carried mail for 36 years, 10 miles a day I walked.
I've had an interesting life. I never had a career or anything, but I raised four children, helped to raise my four nieces and nephews.
My mother was widowed in 1922, and she raised my brother and I as a seamstress during the 20s and through the Depression.
Those are the voices of Richard Enterlein, Marion Paletto, and Arnold Barbura. They're patients who are part of the Empathy Project, a creation of Dr. Howard Grill. He's a cardiologist with Excella Health in Westmoreland County. What Grill does for each participant, more than 20 so far going back to last year, is record a couple minutes of them talking about their lives and then take a portrait photo of them.
I wanted to try to find out what makes some of the patients tick, what their stories are, and I think that's something that would help myself and other doctors, you know, relate to their patients in a better way.
That sounds like something every doctor should want to do in one way or another. But it turns out that, as a group, they could probably stand to improve their bedside manner. Bob Arnold is the director of the Institute for Patient-Doctor Communication at the University of Pittsburgh. He says most of the research in this field has been gathered in just the last 15 years, but it's already yielded some clear insights.
We would think that doctors who are really smart and highly educated would communicate well with patients, and in fact, what much of the research in the first 10 years did is show that there were flaws and limitations in our interactions.
For example, doctors were prone to interrupting patients or using language they didn't understand. And
physicians didn't pay a great deal of attention to the emotional aspects of the experience that patients were having.
Those emotional aspects are exactly what Grill is interested in. He floats an example where a patient may be really scared of a diagnostic procedure called a heart catheterization, or heart cath, because they happen to have a friend who had it done and died due to complications.
If that's their inner fear, they might not tell you that they're having chest pain. You know, they might not tell you that they're short of breath.
And of course, those are things that Grill, as the cardiologist, needs to know in order to do his job.
But once you get to know them and build a sense of trust with them, and then you can potentially allay their fears, because it may turn out that their buddy that died after the heart cath had something totally different, you know, than they had, and it may not have been related to the cath at all. It may have been related to the, you know, underlying heart disease, the underlying problem.
Gerard Eith, a blacksmith from Jones Mills, PA, who participated in the project, says usually conversations with doctors tend to play out almost like a business conversation.
And that's not the case with Dr. Grill. You know, it's not like a doctor's appointment when I go there. It's like going to see a buddy.
Beyond the potential for patients, Arnold, the expert from Pitt, says this kind of project could benefit someone else, too.
It'll also improve the experience for the clinician. I mean, one of the things in medicine that's a big concern is physicians and nurses feel burned out from their work. And one of the ways that you help build resilience is you make the work more meaningful.
Grill says that's been the case for him.
It's very refreshing to be able to interact with patients in a way that's beyond just very clinical. So yeah, I think it has been a very positive experience for me as well.
Today, Excella Health's La Trobe location houses an Empathy Project exhibit. You can see the patient's portraits and push a button underneath to hear their stories. Grill says he plans to continue interviewing patients. And someday, he hopes to be able to package this experience into a teaching tool on patient communication for young doctors. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.